Title: Stereo Texturing from Mono Atmospheres Intermediate. Alright, in this lesson, we're doing a very DNB specific skill, taking a single mono atmosphere and turning it into a wide, evolving stereo bed that still behaves in mono and doesn't mess up your kick, snare, sub, or vocal. This is the vibe. Center equals tone and stability, sides equal detail and motion. If you keep that in your head the whole time, you'll make atmospheres that feel 3D without making your mix feel weak in a club. Let's build it. First, step 0, choose a good mono source and make it truly mono on purpose. Grab one atmosphere sample. This could be rain, vinyl noise, a field recording, a synth pad, even a resampled bass tail. Drop it onto an audio track. Now add Ableton utility. Set width to 0%. That forces it into true mono, even if your source file was stereo. And then set the gain so your peaks are somewhere around -12 to -6 dB. This is important. We are about to create extra layers and width. And if you start too hot, you'll end up making decisions based on clipping instead of vibe. Optional cleanup, but honestly recommended. Add a Q8 before we do anything fancy. High pass it somewhere between 80 and 150 Hz. The exact number depends on the source, but the point is simple. The atmosphere does not get to steal subspace. If it's super hissy, do a gentle low pass somewhere around 14 to 18 kHz. You can always bring air back later in a controlled way. Now we build the main engine, a 3-lane split using an audio effect rack. Add an audio effect rack to the track. Create 3 chains. Name them LOW, mid, and high. Think of these as 3 mini mixes. Quick coaching note. Gain stage each chain like it's its own little world. Pull chain volumes down at first, then rebuild balance. In most ENB mixes, the LOW chain should be barely noticeable unless you mute it. The MID chain should be the readable texture even at low listening volume. And the high chain is expensive air, but it should never become the loudest element. Let's do the LOW chain first. This is the keep it tight lane. On low, add a Q8 and low pass at around 200 to 350 Hz. You're basically keeping only the body. If it's boomy, notch around 120 to 200 by a few dB. Then add utility after the EQ. Set width to 0%. If your live version has bass mono, turn it on. If not, no stress. The EQ plus width at 0 gets you most of the way there. This chain is about keeping the weight centered, so your kick and sub relationship stays clean and consistent. Now the MID chain. Subtle motion without chaos. On mid, add EQ8. High pass around 200 to 350 Hz, and low pass around 3 to 6 kHz. So we're keeping mid texture, not sub, not air. Then add chorus ensemble. Put it in chorus mode. Set rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz, so it's slow. Amount around 10 to 25%. Delay around 8 to 15 milliseconds. Feedback low, like 0 to 10%. Dry slash wet around 15 to 30%. The goal here is not hey, I used chorus. The goal is why does this mono thing feel alive? Then add utility. Set width around 120 to 160%. Don't go full maximum yet. We're building a stable illusion, not a phase disaster. Now the high chain, wide sparkle, safely. At EQ8, high pass somewhere around 3 to 6 kHz. This is a big DNB rule. Keep the dramatic width mostly in the highs. Clubs will thank you. Then add simple delay for the micro widening trick. Turn link off. Set left to about 12 to 18 milliseconds, right to about 18 to 28 milliseconds. Feedback at 0. Dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. Teacher note, micro delay widening is level dependent. It tends to feel wider as the channel gets louder. So if you dialed this in quietly and later you turn the atmosphere up and it suddenly feels hollow, don't panic. Usually you just need less wet on the delay. After that, add reverb, pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, decay around 1.2 to 3.5 seconds. Intros can handle longer. Drops usually want shorter. Size 60 to 90%. Low cut 400 to 800 Hz. High cut 8 to 12 kHz. Dry slash wet around 8 to 18%. Then add utility at the end of the high chain. Set width to 160 to 200%. And maybe pull the gain down a touch so this chain doesn't take over. This is where your air illusion lives. Jungle crackle, rain shimmer, distant room tone. Big sides, but mostly above the range where it would fight the snare and bass. Cool. Now we add controlled movement, because static atmospheres are fine. But moving atmospheres feel expensive. Auto pan is perfect here, but we're not trying to spin the listener around the room. On the MID chain, After the chorus, add autopan. Set it to assigned shape. Rate super slow, like 0.03 to 0.10 Hz. Amount 10 to 20%. Phase around 60 to 120 degrees, which is usually safer than slamming 180. Make sure stereo is on, offset at 0. On the high chain, you can do an even more subtle autopan. Try syncing the rate to something like 8 bars or 16 bars, and keep amount around 5 to 12%. This creates life without seasick panning. One more coaching idea. Keep modulation musical by syncing just one movement source to the song. If chorus is free-running, reverb is doing its own thing, and autopan is also free-running, your atmosphere can feel random. So maybe sync the autopan and leave the chorus slow and natural, or do the opposite. Just don't let everything wander. Next, mid/side focus. This is where you protect the center and hype the sides. At the very end of the rack, EQ8 and switch it to M/S mode. On the mid channel, do a gentle dip around 2 to 5 kHz if your snare starts losing crack. That's a super common masking zone. Also, make sure the mid channel low end is clean. High pass if needed. On the side channel, add a gentle high shelf, maybe +1 to +3 dB starting around 6 to 10 kHz. If the sides feel boxy, do a small cut around 300 to 600 Hz. What we're doing is basically, center stays functional, sides get the ghost texture. Now we glue it into an actual D-N-B groove, ducking end pocket. After the rack, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain and choose your kick and snare boss, or your full drum group. Set ratio around 2:1 to 4:1. Attack 5 to 20 milliseconds, release 80 to 200 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction on hits. That's the breathing under the drums feel. If you want more pumping in an intro or a build, you can push 5 to 7 dB, but in a drop, tasteful wins. And here's an upgrade move. Sidechain isn't the only way to make space. You can do quick pocket automation for the snare. For example, dip a narrow band around 2 to 4 kHz on the atmosphere just when the snare hits. Even a tiny dip for a short moment can keep the snare forward without pumping the whole texture. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where it turns into a record instead of a loop. Intro. You can afford more space and width. Bring up reverb a bit, maybe 15 to 25%. Let the high chain be a touch louder. Maybe push overall width to around 120 to 140%, and automate a filter opening over time, like a low pass moving from 6 kHz up to 14 kHz across 16 to 32 bars. Classic tension builder. Approaching the drop, last 4 to 8 bars. Reduce wash so the drop hits harder. Pull reverb down toward 8 to 12%. Reduce the high chain a bit. Tighten width to around 105 to 120%. You're basically closing the room so the impact feels bigger. Drop. Keep it controlled. Sidechain stays on. Less reverb than intro. M/SEQ is keeping the center clear so the snare and bass stay dominant. Breakdown. Bring back width and longer tail for contrast. One more arrangement mindset. Reserve your widest moment for the first drop reveal. If your intro is already max width, the drop can feel smaller. So sometimes it's smarter to keep the intro whitish, but not insane. Then let the high side sparkle bloom in during the first 8 bars of the drop. Now, once it's working, we do the move that makes it feel finished. Resampling. Create a new audio track called ATM Resample. Set audio from to your atmosphere track, post effects, arm it, and record 16 to 32 bars. Now you can warp it, chop it, do tiny stutters, before fills, reverse little tails into transitions, and generally treat it like an audio asset instead of a fragile chain of devices. This is a huge part of D&B workflow. Commit the vibe. Before we wrap, let's do quick don't mess this up checks. Do not widen the low end. Wide sub equals phase issues equals weak club translation. Do not overdo Haas delay. If it disappears in mono or gets hollow, it's too much wet, or the left-right delay difference is too extreme. Do not over chorus. If it's starting to sound like a trance pad, pull it back. D&B Atmos are usually gritty and understated. And don't skip ducking. Atmos that don't breeze with the drums will smear your groove. Now the fast mono sanity test. Even if you don't have a correlation meter, put utility on the atmosphere track temporarily and set width to 0. If the vibe is still there and it just gets narrower, you're good. If the tone disappears, your stereo is too dependent on phase tricks. In that case, reduce the simple delay wet, shorten the left-right offset, and rely more on filtered reverb and gentle chorus. If you want a darker, heavier roller vibe, here are two quick pro moves. First, saturation before width. Put saturator before the rack. Drive 2 to 6 dB. soft clip-on, and choose something subtle like analog clip or warmth. This makes the atmosphere audible at lower fader levels, which is perfect in busy mixes. Second, make the sides fizz while the mid stays ominous. In your M/SEQ, boost the side highs above 8kHz a little, but keep the mid darker with a dip or gentle low pass. That gives you presence without clutter. Practice assignment. Take one mono sample and build this 3-chain rack. Make a simple 8-bar drum loop. Set the atmosphere so it sits roughly around minus 18 to minus 12 lufs short term, or just use your ears and keep it clearly behind the drums. Automate 16 bars. First half wider with more reverb, second half tighter and drier like you're approaching a drop. Then do the mono check. If it collapses badly, you know exactly where to fix it. Micro delay wet, width amounts, and what frequencies you're widening. And that's it. Mono source, intentional stereo creation, width mostly in the highs. Movement that's musical, mid/side EQ to protect the center, side chain so it breathes with the drums, and resample to commit. If you tell me what your mono source is and what subgenre you're working in, like liquid versus jungle versus tech step, I can suggest exact split points and a tune chain so it lands perfectly in that style.